This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Trust yourself. You know best. Face your fears. Forget the rest. Listen closely. Whispered breath. Messages from deep within. All of the noise makes it hard to hear her voice. All of the noise.
That's Isla Barker, and the song is called Intuition. It's off of her 2022 release, Fool Underwater. She's an indie folk singer and has a bit of a tint of R&B pop as well in her music. I really love Isla. First met her at the Polaris Gala a year ago. And she's incredible. She's from Tree One. She's from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and just ran into her at the Folk Fest. So that was pretty cool. She hits notes that I don't think most people can hit. At least I know I can't hit them. And there's a whole bunch of people out there that I've watched, listened, and heard, and they can't hit them either. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for Isla Barker as the days go by. We've got music coming up from Salt-N-Pepa. Yep. And it's called Shoop. Shoop-be-doop. You guys know who Salt-N-Pepa is, right? Push It Real Good. Girl band. MCs. Groundbreaking MCs. Yes, here they are on the show.
Hey, yeah, I want to shoot, baby. Shoot.
Ooh, how you doing, baby?
Shoot.
No, not you.
You, shoot.
The bow-legged one. Yeah, what's your name?
Shoot.
Damn, baby, that sounds sexy.
Here I go again, girls,
man.
What's my weakness?
Man.
Okay, then chillin', mindin' my business.
Word.
You saw the I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stand, my niece, my witness. The brother had it going over something kind of wicked, wicked. Had to kick it. I'm not shy, so I asked for the digits. I hope no, that don't make me see what I want. Slip, slide to it swiftly. Felt it in my hips, so I dip back to my bag of tricks. Then I flip for a tip. Made me want to do tricks on them. Lick them like a lollipop should be licked. Came to my senses and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell, hell, makes me want to shoot, shoot, shoot. I wanna thank your mother for a butt like that. Can I get some fries with that shake, shake, booby? If looks could kill, you would be an Uzi or a shotgun. Bang! What's up with that thing? I wanna know, how does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you're a sexy mother. Well, I like them real wild. B-boy style by the mile. Smooth black skin with a smile. Bright as the sun, I wanna have some fun. Come and give me some of that yum, yum chocolate chip honey dip. Can I get a scoop? Baby, take a ride in my coupe. You make me wanna shoot.
The skins for the hell of it, just for the yell I get, for the smell of it. You want my bar, here's the hot rod. 12 inches to a yard and have you sounding like a retard. Big twin lover, 6'2", wanna hit you.
So what you wanna do?
What you wanna do?
I wanna shoot.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
We should stand for. cause I'm a running, running.
I know a place. Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried. No. Ain't no smiling faces. Mm-mm. No, no.
Lying to the races.
Help me. Come on. Come on. Somebody help me.
The world would not be the same without this group. That is the Staple Singers, and I'll Take You There. Right here on the Jukebox, I am your host, Julian Taylor. It was Mavis Staples' birthday not long ago, and I ran into her at the Chicago airport when I was on tour. It was an incredible experience. I cannot tell you the feeling that was rushing through my body at the time. It was incredible. I literally just walked up to this woman who's inspired me my entire life and just looked in her eyes, held her hand, and said, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. She looked at me and she said, I love you too. And that was really the only interaction that the two of us had. I wanted to tell her that I was a singer-songwriter and that I was a musician so badly, but it just wasn't the space and place for it. And who knows if she knows, but it doesn't matter. I know, right? Julie Black, before that, with a song called Running. Julie's a longtime friend and definitely a very influential Black female musician here in Canada. She was recently at the All-Star Game singing the national anthem and re-sang the words to say, our home on native land, which drew a lot of attention, rightfully so, because it is the truth. There's been petitions going around here in Canada to change it completely to that. I'm in support of that. I know that some people I know are also in support of that, but there are people that are not, and that's the way the world works. We've got left and right, but without two wings, we don't fly, so we got to find some equilibrium, right? We've got Serena Ryder on the show, and What I Wouldn't Do. I think this is one of my favorite of hers. I love this song. It is from her album Harmony, which won a few Juno Awards, and she's awesome. She really is. She supports a lot of artists out there and is just one of the kindest, smiliest people I know. Here is What I Wouldn't Do by Serena Ryder on the Jukebox.
If you should fall to pieces, you know I'll pick them up. There are so many reasons I'm never gonna get enough. If you should leave this country, you know I'll come to you. Because you always love me. Oh, what I wouldn't do. Oh, what I wouldn't do.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Thank you.
That's a song that is actually on 45 and in my jukebox at home. It is Diana Ross with I'm Coming Out. I'm Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox, and I'm your host. Thanks for tuning into the show, as always. Big shout out to our partnered stations and our sponsors, and of course you, the listener. Thanks for always being here to check out the earworms that we're playing on the show. We've got music from a Juno Award nominee. It is Rit. And the song is called Sail.
I made it in my mind because I blame it on
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Music from Rankin Inlet, Nunavut. That is Brenda Montana and Stand Up. She is a pop singer and also a TikTok influencer. TikTok has really transformed the music business, and people who are on TikTok have just gotten a huge push into the spotlight. She is a proud Inuk who often pays homage to her culture through her work. She really says in an interview that she hopes to share a message of strength, bravery, hope, and optimism after coming so many obstacles in her life. Last song of the show is coming up, and it is Midnight Train to Georgia, released in 1973 by Gladys Knight and the Pips. It's a fantastic version of the song. The original was by Cissy Houston, which happens to be Whitney's mom. It is Whitney's mom. Thelma was Whitney's aunt. I got it. It's all going. It's good. I got it. And Gladys talks about the song and how she wanted to do something different from the original version, a more Al Green type of thing, where it's a bit moody, but still has a little ride to it, and I think they achieved that. I love how she describes Al Green's music. Moody with a little ride, and it's the best description for sure. It's full of horns, keyboards, and creates an incredible texture. This song's one of the best R&B songs out there. To end our show, here is Gladys Knight and the Pips with Midnight Train to Georgia. If you got any requests, remember, check us out on socials, Julian Taylor's Jukebox, and we'll try to honor them. Enjoy the music. Until then, ciao banana.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.